Greetings to everyone listening. I'm sending you lots of peace and love from my end of the world to you through this podcast today. Thank you. I'd like to say a very big thank you to all our listeners on the We Seal Genesis podcast. We also thank you so much for contributing to the podcast. And when I say this, you might be a little confused, but all your listenership has contributed to raise so much funding towards the Shepherd's Rod Foundation. You listening to this podcast is caring for an orphan in the rural areas of Ghana, to be specific, in Kumasi. And her name is Yeboah. Her last name is Yeboah. Her first name is Melody. Melody Yeboah is benefiting from your funding and listening to the We Seal Genesis podcast. The proceeds of the podcast has gone a long way into helping her as an orphan. And I truly appreciate this, because this is where my message from today stems out of. I know I told you last year, during the pandemic, during the lockdown in 2020, God revealed to me prior to the pandemic that I needed to downsize. At the time, I was living in the Middle East, and I had a lot of, you know, possessions that I felt were not really necessary. I had this strong urge to just downsize. So I did that, and lo and behold, I had to be unemployed from March, or let's just say technically April of 2020, all the way until March of 2021. And I tell you, I do not know how I lived through those months, but I had everything I needed provided to me in one way or the other. Money wasn't an issue, and I believe that's a great testimony to God. However, the other side of the story to this was, when I was planning to relocate, I spent some of this money that, you know, I had this revelation to downsize about. I had spent it in the end on purchasing possessions again. So my word from today comes from Luke 12. It is the parable of the rich fool. Of course, when, you know, Jesus was approached by someone in a crowd that he was, you know, within, asking him to tell his brother to divide their father's estate. And mind you, this is not the parable of the lost son. This is the parable of the rich fool. Don't be confused, because I said to divide the father's estate, because it's the same type of thing going on. Okay, so Jesus replies to this person who has made him a judge over to decide over such things. And Jesus goes on to say in verse 15 that, beware, guard against every kind of greed. Life is not measured by how much you own. So I didn't know this verse, or I wasn't familiar with it at all. However, I believe that the story ties really well to this. When I was relocating, you know, I had a lot of outside influences, being words of friends saying, hey, yeah, you might need this flashy car to drive in, you know, you've worked so hard, you deserve it. And not that they are to be blamed, however, I make my own choices and I'm responsible for the choices that I make. So in this instance, after the revelation, I just went back on that, and I termed that a little bit as disobedience, because I was thinking very much about myself, and I went ahead and did these things. Lo and behold, I got into a lot of entanglements with these possessions, because the plans that I had for them started to go wayward. They weren't going as smoothly as I planned out in my head. I had to spend a lot of money because of certain damages that were caused to these possessions. And also, I didn't even have that zeal anymore to follow what I had promised or what I had purposed in my heart to do for God, for God's work, for God's kingdom, because I told him that I wanted a break and I wanted to go to this destination and do his work by, you know, helping people out, like just involving more of myself in God's work. But I didn't do that. I did something else. I was caught up with all these possessions. I started to feel really overwhelmed because I was losing a lot of money. And because of that, I wasn't really productive. And this verse right here, beware, guard against every kind of greed. Life is not measured by how much you own. It makes a lot of sense. Second point I would like to bring up is in verse 21, where it says, yes, a person is a fool to store up earthly wealth, but does not have a rich relationship with God. This was exactly how I felt, or this is what I thought was happening, because I really had no time for God. And even though I would, you know, attend church regularly on Sundays, a part of me really felt disconnected because I was thinking about myself and my problems with my possessions, if you understand that. So why am I telling you this background story? Because fast forward, May was my birthday, and I purposed in my heart again that, you know, I would go ahead and I wanted to be more generous. And I was trying to find alternative means to raise money for a cause. So when I say thank you for listening to this podcast, that is what I'm talking about. Together with your listenership, I'm able to accomplish this, and it's such a great feeling. And I just wanted to do this brief episode to highlight that testimony, and I just want to thank God for removing, and I'm still in the process of removing, that thing that tells me keep your money, use it for something for yourself. And I'm not saying don't self-love. That's not what this message is saying. You should definitely love yourself. You should take care of yourself, your personal needs. However, you have to remember that the Word of God says that you don't have to worry about like what to eat or what to do or whatever. Those things are taken care of by God, because if you look up in the air, the birds and stuff, we don't even know how God takes care of them, but they're there every day and they do survive. And how much more us, who were formed in his image and his likeness, what won't he do for us? And we have to remember that, you know, the message of Christ all over reflecting in the New Testament is a change of heart and giving us that heart posture to be free when it comes to being generous, to help others who are in need, to help others if we are in the position and we can, if we have that much coming in for us, we should be able to extend that to somebody else. And that ties in perfectly with loving your neighbor as yourself. There's so many things that you can do that is tied to this new commandment of loving your neighbor as yourself. And I just want to thank you so much for helping me accomplish that. I hope that our next guest on this podcast, which I am still planning, will come up with something amazing. If you do have some topics that you want to talk about, definitely email me wesealgenesis@gmail.com. You can also send a message if you're listening on the Anchor app, or of course you can leave a review if you are using an Apple product to listen to this podcast. Definitely go ahead and share something insightful so we can go ahead and, you know, bring you things that you love. Thank you very much for listening to me. I didn't intend for this to go over 11 minutes, but it did, and I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you picked some nuggets out of it. I pray that the Spirit of the Lord, which is the Holy Spirit, continues to guide you, strengthen you, empower you. Don't look at what people say. Don't look at other people. Just focus on your path, and God will hold your hand. Until next episode, have a great rest of your week.